Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Tahir. Tahir, how are you today?
Amazing. Thank you, Qasim. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So, Tahir, let us know where you live and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm based in Calgary, Alberta, and I'm the founder of Taza Snacks, a South Asian East African snack brand.
Awesome. Awesome. So, can you guide us, what are your roles in your company? What are you handling by yourself?
Yeah. So I'm a solo entrepreneur, which means that everything and anything falls on me. And I've had to learn to be the CMO, the CFO, the CEO, the COO. And we're constantly having, well, I say we, but again, it's me, constantly having to adapt and learn to all aspects of the business. So that's kind of, yeah, it's an all around type of deal.
Awesome. Awesome. So let us know from where you got this idea and what was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah. So I have always kind of had this entrepreneurial spirit since I was 12. You know, back in grade one, I used to sell these paintings to kids, these scribbles that I would do, and I'd sell them for a dollar to my class. And so this entrepreneurial spirit has always been there. Growing up, I lived in an ethnic household. And what that really meant was that food was a big part of our lives. Food was a big part of how we grew up. My grandma was one of the best cooks that I've ever known. And whenever she'd make anything for the house, if there's a plate for me, there's always a plate for the community as well. It was always, you know, you're not just cooking for the people in our house. And so she's always had this idea of how can I, you know, bring my cooking to the broader demographic, the broader audience. It's always been a wish of hers and something she never got to be able to do in her lifetime. And so I thought there's potential here. This is something that's different than what's on the market. There's an appetite right now for ethnic snacks and for diversity. You know, you see the chips aisle and you go there, it's the same thing. You see the Doritos and the Lays. There's not a lot of innovation in the snack space. And so we thought there might be an opportunity here to introduce all those flavors we grew up on that not a lot of people know, but people should know about. And so that's where Taza really originated from.
Awesome. So what is the main ingredient or what is the main product? That is, like, you can say, like, this is the best product and this sets me apart from the market.
Yeah. So our flagship product right now is something called Chevro. And what that is, it's a South Asian trail mix is how I like to look at it. It's an Indian style trail mix. So take your traditional trail mix. You have the nuts, you have the raisins, but now add a little bit of spice to it. Right. It's not meant to be spicy. You know, people think automatically there's like a reddish hue to it. It's going to be super spicy, but actually it's spicy, it's sweet, it's savory, it's acidic. It's kind of all these different flavors that a lot of people aren't used to. And so that's really what our flagship product is. And we've kind of what our unique selling point is really our spice mix. Right. It's not just going to be this dry trail mix either. It has a little bit of like this like wetness to it. So it's super tangy as you're eating it as well.
This is mouth-watering. Awesome.
I'm glad to hear. We're going to have to get you to try it as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Sure. Thank you. So your business is more towards the e-commerce side or you are selling on retail stores as well?
So right now, predominantly, our sales are through e-commerce. We are working to optimize our e-commerce channels. In Canada, you learn that working in the CPG space and getting into the big retailers is a difficult task. And so our goal really right now is to broaden our e-commerce space. We are in about 35 stores across Alberta, small to medium-sized retailers, grocery stores, family-owned chains. But our predominant business right now does operate through e-commerce, and we're slowly growing our retail presence as we kind of grow our customer base. And I like to call it like our cult following around our product.
Awesome. So you are obviously, you are selling online. So you must be doing marketing via social media and by other means as well, like online marketing. So what is your strategy, how you are accomplishing it, and what is the process of acquiring a new customer?
Yeah, so a lot of what we've been doing right now is we're still mastering kind of the social media route. It's a challenge to figure out where that balance is on social media. So we're really trying to level into the storytelling on socials, and we're slowly working on building out our content funnels on social media. That's been a nice asset, but at the same time, organic growth is a great strategy, but it's a slower strategy. It takes a little bit of time to grow organically on socials. And so we've kind of been leveraging a lot of different mediums. So, paid advertisement, obviously through Meta, Google AdWords, has been super pivotal. We started doing it on our own and it yielded some results, but then we started looking at, are we the best experts in this space? And I think we realized is we've worked with a couple agencies as well who have kind of supported our efforts. A big lesson in marketing is, you can't do it all, and it's always adapting. And so find the right people for it. We're looking at implementing a lot of other creative strategies kind of going into the summer months now. And that includes like participating in all these summer markets locally across Canada. We've built and we're building almost like a bar cart that's portable, and it has our logo all over it. And we kind of want to travel across the country with this. And so, I learned that in the CPG space, there's so many brands out there. You really just have to do creative things beyond the traditional to set yourself apart, right? At the end of the day, people enjoy hearing a story, and people love to relate to something that's different, that's new, that's exciting, that they can kind of feel something that relates to them internally. And so that's kind of what we're trying to emulate beyond just like the traditional take a video and post it, right? Like, how can we get in front of our audience, and how can we engage our audience really at the grassroots?
Awesome. So what are your growth plans in terms of your short-term goals? Like, what are you going to do within 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, it's funny. It's we just ran this exercise as well, kind of like what is our 3, 6, 1, 5, and 10 year goals? And what the next 3 to 6 months really look like for us is, one, we've been around for maybe a month and a half officially. Like, we launched officially about a month and a half. We piloted our product for about a year, and we're still trying to fully adapt our product. We're always trying to innovate on our product, and right now it's really how can we master our product. In terms of the retail side of things, we're really trying to expand our retail presence. We're noticing a slow steady growth on the e-commerce side, but now we're like thinking, we need to kind of get into the retail space. E-commerce is tough. It's expensive to ship product, especially when the basket size is so small. And so we're really leveraging into the sales side of things right now, and that's really what our priority is. Yeah, product development and expanding our sales capabilities.
Awesome. Awesome. So in terms of, again, let's talk about the online marketing. In terms of marketing, do you think we should spend money on ads or not?
I think for it's a tough thing because we all and any startup, it's you're operating so lean at the beginning. And I think social media has made it so easy to go viral, right? But at the same time, it's not as easy as we all think it is. And I think a large aspect of it is if you really want to get into your target audiences, you're here, you got to pay to play, right? And a lot of these social media platforms have really evolved in that sense of if you're not paying to play, you're not getting in front of the right audiences. And I think you learn as you go. And I think as you grow your ad spend, and I think if you do it correctly, I think your organic content in turn also starts growing. And I think you can kind of achieve this equilibrium where you start to achieve this balance. And I think that's where you put your efforts to. But I do think it is super important that you kind of balance like organic, but also the paid side of things.
So in terms of your marketing budget, how much percentage you are spending on the ads, if you are doing?
Yeah. So initially we started with super small budget, $500 a month. We leveled that up, right? At the beginning, it's really about how can you master your audience, your targeting, and so experiment with it, right? Is what I really found is start experimenting at the early stages. And we've slowly grown our ad budget. We're looking between the $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and we're seeing a return on that ad spend. And it is slowly coming. But at the end of the day, again, it's pay to play, right? And I get it for most startups, you got to be super lean at the beginning. And so, where do you put your efforts? And it's a tough thing to like say, where are you going to put that early stage capital?
Yeah, awesome. So, when do you see that you will be able to create one of your own replacement and you can start focusing on some other things?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a great question. And I don't know if we're there, to be fully honest, yet. I don't know if we've kind of thought that far yet. I think right now the focus has really just been growing as quickly as we can myself. Again, right now, like to be fully transparent as well, we're not necessarily making a profit. We're losing money every month. And I think that's the story of a lot of startups, right? So I think, sometimes you're not even thinking about when you're going to replace and when you can keep growing the other aspects of your business with others in it. I think it's kind of like a daily thing, right? You go kind of day by day. And so, yeah, that's kind of the stage where we're at really right now.
In fact, because you are wearing different hats at this time, I believe at least five, six hats you are wearing at this point. So I can give you an example of my own business. So I started in 2016, and I was wearing a lot of hats. I was doing development. I was handling finances. I was handling HR. I was handling business development, and many other things were going on. So eventually, I came to know at there was a point when I came to know, okay, so this is a sure thing for me that I have to delegate my responsibilities. So, what I did is I assigned the responsibility of operations to one of my other director. And eventually, we hired HR manager, we hired finance manager. So there was a point when I was thinking, probably I don't have anything to do. So this was the time when I started thinking about the business, okay, how I can grow. And that was a turning point for my business. At this point, I stopped development. In fact, I was doing coding as well, like by myself. I was a CEO. I was a developer as well. I had many other developers in my company, but I was a developer as well. So I stopped it for, at a point. And at that time, I realized, okay, now I have plenty of time to think about my business. So that was a good move from my side, and I was able to, double my revenue. In fact, more than double. So this was something I was thinking about it, but obviously there was a time I wasn't able to do this initially. I wasn't able to do this in 2016, in 2017, in 2018. Like I did this in 2019 at 2020. So it took a lot of time. So that's okay. Completely makes sense. So, okay, in terms of long-term goals, what are you looking for? Not too much long goals, but like what you're thinking after a year or maybe two.
After a year or two, and we're really trying to emulate our strategy around some of these CPG brands that have really done well, right? You look at Smart Sweets as an example, right? Tara Bosch was a killer entrepreneur. She grew Smart Sweets in 8 years to then be able to sell it off at such a high valuation, right? And really what our priorities are, one, we don't want to stray away from our core product offerings at the end of the day. I think a lot of businesses, get very distracted by the next shiny thing. And I think we really want to say, we understand our product and we understand our target audience now. And we're slowly building that knowledge base a lot more. And we really want to stick to that over the next year, and really hammer into that. I think we also really want to invest. And like you said, take some of these hats off of myself, a little bit, right? Like at some point, we do need to think about how do we bring in the right stakeholders? And I think that's what we're really thinking about as well, right? I think we've learned that, and as an entrepreneur, I think you learn as you go along that you think you're so good at everything and you're really not. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think once I've started to recognize that with myself, I think it's really about who do we start bringing in to help build the business in the direction that we want to take it. And the direction is really, we want to increase our e-commerce presence and we really want to build a community, right? We don't just want to build a product. We really want to build a community that stands behind the product. At the end of the day, our product is about selling South Asian snacks, right? But it's also about bringing not like recognition to South Asian culture, to people of, who grew up with ethnic foods and maybe, they didn't feel comfortable sharing that with the world, right? So we really want to build a community just beyond the product.
All right. So when we are talking about the community, about building a community, at this point, are you retargeting your customer? Are you aware of your customer base? Like, who are your recurring customers?
We haven't been doing a good enough job of that recently. And I think we're finally realizing that. And I think we're formulating a strategy around that. I think what we're really trying to do is now go back to our customers, one, do a better job of retargeting. But rather than just retargeting our products at them, we want to engage them within our community, right? Holding community events and bringing them out, building them as stewards of our product. And, instead of going out and looking for people, influencers on social media, how can you build influence within a community, right? How can you build influence within your customer base? And that's what it's really been about for us. How do we take the people who are already invested in our product, who are invested in our story, and who are invested in us, and make them our influencers, right? Because at the end of the day, you can have somebody who has 20,000 followers on Instagram, but do they really have influence in your target audience, right? And I think that's what it's really about, is how do you find people with genuine influence that can support your growth efforts and that can bring in, the target audience that you're really looking for, right? The same people that are voicing your and shouting your name from the rooftops, right?
Yeah, it completely makes sense. So,
Yeah.
when you again, when you are building a community,
Yeah.
in this at this point,
Yeah.
this is reminding me one of other story where there was a founder who was who just started giveaways randomly about his own product, like giveaways of his own product, not money, not something else. He was not giving cars on
Yeah.
YouTube. So he was giving his own product to the random people on the streets, and he was requesting, okay, please try this and I
Yeah.
will shoot the video. So they were trying the again that I'm talking about a product that was something like snacks that was related to the berries. Okay, so you can also, I believe you can also do this. I'm not sure if you have done this in past,
Yeah.
and if you have done this, I believe you should post it on the social media as well, because at this point, the authority of community is very strong. I think you have raised a very valid point. Building a community is the next level, I believe. This is something the next level where you can achieve a lot more things, and it must be gradual, it must be slow, but at the end this will have a great output, I believe so.
It's funny you say that. We actually posted a video just like that yesterday of us interviewing someone trying the snack. So it's insanely funny. And I do think that it's so important to really showcase you getting in front of your audience. And I think we look at like the bigger CPG brands that are out there are realizing the same shift of, yeah, we have such a great product that's known, but guess what? People are pivoting their mindsets. People are moving to support new local businesses, right? And like, how do you really relate to your audience? And I think we're seeing that with all these bigger brands investing in community, investing in, local initiatives, and really getting to the grassroots of their audience.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing, and I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. So other than that, Tahir, is there anything, any problem or challenge that you are facing at this point and you are trying to solve it, or maybe you have
Yeah.
failed in at some other point if you are not
Yeah.
facing at this point?
Yeah. I think it's interesting. As an entrepreneur, I've learned you face so many problems in your day to day,
Yes.
and it's crazy. It's crazy to, conceptualize how many different things you're kind of dealing with at once, and you don't actually put it into perspective. But one of the things is being an entrepreneur, being 19 and an entrepreneur right now, the biggest thing you really learn is, as a young entrepreneur, maybe this relates more to people who started off super young, is you're always proving yourself a little bit more than the general population, right? People love a story, but to get in front of the executives at some of these retailers, or to be taken through even from a small distributor, you have to really put 10 times more of an effort and really showcase who you are, what you're doing, and why you're doing it, and why you are more trustworthy than someone who's had, 10 years of experience in the industry. So, this is something that we're definitely toying with, and slowly learning how to continuously navigate, but it's a constant challenge kind of in the background. I'll say the biggest challenge really we're facing right now is figuring out where to put your best efforts, right? And I think, like I said, when you're wearing all the hats, where do you put your time? You got really 12 hours in a day where you're able to really put into it, and even that for some people is already, way too many hours. But in that 12 hours, and when you're starting up, you're hustling, and but where do you put that 12 hours? Where do you put that physical capital, that mental capital, your actual capital? So really navigating all these different streams has been a big challenge. But as you talk to, I think, people who have been in your place, 5 years ago, even 2 years ago. You learn that they're able to help navigate you. And that's why I think sharing your struggles and talking through your struggles and not kind of doing it alone. I think a lot of entrepreneurs go at it alone. I think being a solo founder doesn't mean you have to do it all alone. And I think that's been a nice success that I've learned to kind of to complement all of the different challenges and to kind of support as you kind of navigate these different challenges.
Obviously, true, Tahir. So I really enjoyed this conversation, Tahir. So at the end, will you please give a biggest piece of advice to our viewers?
That's a tough one. You know, I'll say that I live by this statement, and it's from these YouTubers, Yes Theory, if anyone's ever heard of them. And it's seek discomfort. It seeks discomfort in your life. And I think in everything that you do, I think it's really about challenging yourself and kind of stepping out of your comfort zone. I think, you know, starting a business is not an easy task. Getting into your business is a whole other thing. And separating yourself from your business to really grow your business. These are all different things. And they really take a personality to be able to do it. And it's not comfortable and it's not easy. And you're always challenging yourself. And so I think, you know, always push yourself beyond what you believe are your constraints. And always push yourself beyond what you know. And I think that in itself, you can be successful in anything you do, whether that's in your job, in your career, in school, in your business, in sports, whatever it is, whatever your passions are. I think just continuously build beyond what you know and don't stagnate, you know, continue to evolve, continue learning, continue adapting and continue stepping out of your comfort zone.
Awesome. This is one of the most beautiful advices. I must admire it. So please let our viewers know how they can reach you.
Yeah. You guys can check us out, Taza Snacks, at www.tazasnacks.com or at Taza Snacks on social media. But also feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. Always happy to have a conversation with founders, young entrepreneurs, young people, anybody. Reach out anytime.
Awesome, Tahir. So nice of you for appearing today. It was a really nice conversation and we will stay in touch. See you again. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Kasim.
Bye-bye.